Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for your promises. Thank you for truth. Right now I command all heaviness to leave in the name of Jesus. There's a spirit of heaviness that's trying to hang on to a few people in here. And I want to remind you of the resurrection power that Jesus Christ released when he overcame death and darkness. He purchased your freedom. And so right now, I release freedom in the room tonight. I release victory in the room tonight. And I bind every demonic devil that's trying to hinder who God says you are. You're made in his image. You're created in his image. Some of you are looking at the past weeks or where you've come from, and you're measuring yourself, and God says, stop it. You're created in his image. You're fearfully and wonderfully created. And the enemy is trying to say, is it true? Did God say? And isn't that the scheme of the enemy? Isn't that his motive is always to challenge God's word? Well, I think some of you need to say enough. Get out right now, you lying devil. Some of you need to take authority over the voices that are, the darts that are being thrown at you and say, enough, get out in the name of Jesus. It's no different than a burglar in the natural trying to come into your house and steal your goods. This is a burglar in the spirit that's trying to come in your house and steal your goods. Some of us need to take authority over the devil and command the blessings of the Lord into our lives. Hallelujah. Just got to do a little housekeeping every once in a while. It might be a little too dark for me to read my notes, but I'm actually teaching tonight. I don't teach too often. And what's that? I think I do need another light, and then I need, something. Clipboard or something so my papers don't bend. Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's even better. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I can see you all now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Y'all looking good. Looking good in the hood. Good to see you. Good to see you. Praise God. Praise God. Yay. Okay, okay. Hello, hello. Everybody got their seatbelts on? Click. Okay, so for those of you who just came, hello. We welcome you. No, I'm doing a teaching tonight. Normally I don't teach, but I actually am teaching from notes. And I'm teaching on something very interesting. And it's called rebellion. So if I asked you tonight, how are you doing? What would you say? Blessed, fine, wonderful. Working on it. Happy, processing. Blessed and highly favored is my favorite response. Hallelujah. You know, you never know which way to go with that. Like if somebody says, oh, I'm blessed and highly favored, I think, well, you really are, or you're really hiding something. And either way, you're blessed, okay? So tonight we're talking about our hearts. And so we don't like to share our hearts with other people, like our true heart, okay? We like to pretend it's nice and clean, beautiful, like this picture, healthy. And what's going on over there? But, ooh, ow. Who knows what these are? Rachel, don't say it. Slivers. Some of them are manifesting. So who's ever had a sliver in their finger? What happens if you don't get it out? It festers, it could get infected, it hurts when it's pushed on. Ding, 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 ding. So, I just want to be honest with you all, because I usually am. I don't hide anything from anybody, because if I do, the enemy will use it against me. So I've learned early on to expose yourself and all your sins, confess them to one another, and then, you know, turn your back on it and just keep it moving in God, okay? And so tonight this is a message that is being released because God is delivering me of slivers in my heart. And why is he doing that? Because what? To teach us? Okay. How about because I asked? I asked to be changed in his image. So he doesn't do it to punish us or expose us. He does it only if we ask him to help us. And so, I didn't even know there were slivers in hearts. You know, I've had them in my finger, and I still have one from like 6 months ago, that every once in a while, it'll work itself up to the top. And then I'll take a razor blade, and I'll cut away at it, and at where the callus is, and then it'll be fresh, and I'll try to get some of that out. And a little bit comes out each time. It was a really deep sliver, and I probably should have went to the hospital, but I didn't. And, you know, I just, the blood of Jesus over that thing. But, you know, I noticed that when things in the natural manifest, there's always a parallel in the spirit realm. And so I'm just going to be real like I always am. But I feel like even though I'm being a little humorous, sometimes humor's good medicine. Sometimes it's anesthesia to help us get through the procedures, okay? So I can say that now, but I have been doing a lot of crying, okay? So some of you know me and know me for years, and so you know who I really am. And some of you are like, oh, she's a preacher. She doesn't do anything wrong. Let me tell you something. We are all flesh from a fallen state, and we're only by the grace of God, only by his grace are we able to function in the spirit realm. Okay, I can function in the natural any way I want, but it doesn't bless or honor the Lord. And so there's this battle that goes on between the flesh, the earthly realm, the demonic realm, and God's world. There's who knows how many kingdoms there are? There's two. Now, what are they called? Kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. So there's a good king, and his name is Jesus. And then there's a bad fallen angel who fell from heaven, actually got kicked out, and he became king of the earth. Now, he is not omnipresent. He is, you know, he's not God, although he tried to think he was, and he tried to think he was better. But what happened was he fell. And so he recruited other kings to come and do his business. So let's get that reference point right off the bat level, okay? So you're not in three kingdoms. There's only two. So there's always a choice, life and death. There's always only two choices, okay? So even if you choose not to do anything, you, by default, end up in the kingdom of darkness, okay? Because God will not override his free will that he gave us, okay? So about, I'm going to start going off my notes here. About 3 weeks ago, I was crying out, oh, Lord, change me. What's wrong with me? What am I missing? How come I'm not seeing signs and wonders yet? What's going on? You promised, blah, blah, blah. And the Holy Spirit was trying to get my attention in between my crying out for change, deliverance, whatever it is. And what he told me was, what he tried to get my attention to was I couldn't hear him because I was moving too fast in the natural realm. So God is always speaking, but if we're not hearing him, it's not his problem, okay? It's our problem. And, I went for a walk yesterday, and I strolled like this because I am gearing back because I got major correction. And so I'm going back to the beginning, to the beginning of when I first met him. And that's the kind of love, when I knew nothing about anything except for that he's good. That's where I'm at right now with him, okay? And so I thought this was just my private little time in God. So I had no plans on sharing this with anybody, but the revelation that started coming forth was paralleling in other people's lives, and I'll share that with you in a minute. So I'm crying out to be changed. I'm moving way too fast. I have way too many projects. Some of them are of God, and some of them aren't. Some of them are no longer my assignment, but I haven't let them go. I could feel the woo of the Holy Spirit, and the connection's always there, but there was this pull to get more done. Now, this is my life, okay? This may not be your story, but I know it's some of your story. And so I became really good at being a dual citizen. You know, I could get stuff done in the spirit, move in the spirit, get things done, work in the flesh, in the natural, get things done. I became an expert, and I was using the grace of God to get it done. I know how to do that. I know that system, and it works. But if the motives aren't right in my heart, I'm going to end up tripped up and in a ditch. Now, for those of you who've heard me preach in the past, when I crash and burn, I like think of it as, you know, a car that ends up in a ditch. And the Holy Spirit would always say, where were you before this happened? Because obviously I did something wrong. You know, I jerked the wheel or looked away or wasn't paying attention, and bam, there I am in the ditch. Or I responded to a scheme of the enemy and fell flat on my face. And so when I'm on my face with my hands up in the air going, what? And that's when the Holy Spirit always says, where were you before this happened? And then he'll remind me of, oh, I was pressing in. Oh, and I got sidetracked. And so that's kind of how my relationship was and is with him. I trust him when he tells me when I'm making mistakes. Okay? So so the system I was working, it worked, but it wasn't God's best. And I'm after God's best. I was out of balance, and I needed a complete reset. And if you would have told me that, I wouldn't have even been able to hear you because I was moving way too fast. Don't you love the lull of that sound? That is just, like, so pleasing. I could, like, go off on that right now. Just, it's like the call of God. Thank you, Jesus. See how easily I just, like, where was I before that happened? So I was out of balance and I needed a complete reset. A law of nature is this lifestyle will cause your body to react with sickness or some type of calamity. When you're out of balance of God, you're going to have sickness or a calamity. That's just a natural law. Our bodies are not designed to go 110 miles an hour. They make cars that do that, but our bodies are not designed to do that. So I was used to winning. So this is what happened. So I ended up getting sick. Like 3 weeks ago, I had planned way too much stuff in a day. And it was a Wednesday. And it's like I became addicted to seeing how much I could get done or pack in into a day. And anything, you know, there would be extra things I would have, like, that I would pick and throw in if I had that extra 5 minutes. It was the most bizarre thing. Now I can say that now because I'm out of it, you know, and it was like I got in a timeout chair with the Lord and got spanked, okay? And so what happened was I had all this stuff set up in the natural, get this done, and, you know, I'm still praying in tongues in the car and still, you know, living a spiritual-filled life. But this is what happened. I felt it hit me. The moment it hit me, I had this thing hit me in the throat. And I know when an attack comes against my body. Sometimes it's a word curse that somebody speaks. Maybe they don't like the message they heard, and then they're sitting at coffee. And then the enemy takes that, and then whew, dark comes at me. Or maybe somebody doesn't like the way I'm dressed, or maybe somebody doesn't like that I didn't say hello to them, or maybe whatever. It doesn't matter. But people's words carry power. And so, you know, I broke word curses because I know that's what you do. You know, there's some things I do automatically. And so I did these automatic things and it didn't work. And I'm like, what's going on? You know, so if plan A defense doesn't work, you know, then you do plan B. You take herbs, supplements, and dial a friend, okay? And so then I did plan B, and that didn't work. And so, you know, I'm like, what is going on? What is my problem? Because I know how to win sickness. I beat it up. I don't allow it in my body. And I can feel when it tries to hit me. And I mean, I felt it come inside me. And so I was like, not winning on this one. And I'm like, my stuff's not working. You know, my arsenal, my arrows are not working. The stuff I learned is not working. And so, you know, I got through that week. I got through the next week. But here's what happened. My body started getting tired because I'm fighting an infection. I had this really weird thing that happened to me. And I'm going to share what it is because normally I wouldn't, but it's done. So I don't care if you run with it or not. It's not going to get me ever again because I closed the door. And that's what I'm going to teach tonight is how to close the door. And so what happened to me was I got cellulitis. But I got it in my throat. I know, really weird. So it was deep in my throat. And if you guys were here the last 2 weeks, you would catch me. Sometimes there would be like a stuck word and it wouldn't come out. One of them, I can't say it out loud because it rhymes with heart and something else. Remember when I said that? It was like, because the words were sticking. And I had such great pain, it really, really hurt. But I was like, I'm not giving into this in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I break those words in the name of Jesus. I'm healed by his stripes. I'm listening to healing scriptures. I'm refusing the package. But as I'm refusing the package, the enemy would whisper, oh, this is the bad one. I knew what it was. And the Lord said it was a virus. But the enemy's trying to get me to bite into the bad one. The bad one. And I'm thinking, oh, no. I'm like, no, no, no. It's not the bad one, you lying devil. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. You know, so we have to be shrewd. We have to pay attention to those darts, those thoughts that the enemy, because if we go along with it, oh, it is the bad one. And then we start Googling, oh, what are the symptoms of the bad one? Then we come in agreement with that bad thing. And then we're dealing with a bigger door than we need to. So, so I broke the word curses. One of the other things, so with this behavior, lifestyle that I had, I became addicted to the pressure or the response to the pressure of how much I could get done. And I'm saying that because I know there's people in here who have the same issue I do. And the way the Lord was telling me to delegate, but I just wouldn't do it. And it's kind of like this. The Lord reminded me of, it's like an alcoholic on a bender. You know, you're spinning out of control, and everybody around you knows you're spinning out of control, and everybody around you can smell the alcohol on your breath, but you don't see it and you don't smell it. And that's kind of how it was for me. And so I thank you for dear friends of truth and that don't judge. And so I just wanted to share that because I know there's some people that need that. And so I did all the herbs, went on the drugs, blah, blah, blah. Nothing was happening. And I was like, Lord, you told me this is a virus. Why aren't you healing me? You know, there's something up here. Because if I can hear that it's a virus, but I'm still battling and not winning, what is the deal? And 3 days later, the Holy Spirit opened a door to truth. Now, why did he do that? I asked. Did he do it the second I asked? No. And he may have tried to tell me, but I was so tired and exhausted. I did a lot of sleeping and a lot of resting. And so I was at a service, and a lady, I never met her before, and I was talking to her, and she started to tell me that she got healed of lymphatic cancer. And this is, you know, I was amazed by it. And she said, she was sharing her testimony, and it happened many, many years ago. And I was so intrigued. I knew, you know, when somebody shares something with you and you know it's a key, but you don't know what the key's for, but you want to hear it because you know that's God talking to you. That's what this was like. But standing next to her was a person who kept interrupting and telling their story about something, which was supposedly God, but none of it was all flesh. There was a spirit-to-spirit conversation happening with me and this other lady, and then there was an imp sent from the enemy to try to steal the word of life and the keys that were being released. And it was like a flying gnat, and I just wanted to slap it, but I couldn't. because it would have been out of order, you know. And I'm like, what is going on? It was so, and this person and I just kept looking at each other like, this is bizarre how rude this other person is being. But we were both kind and respectful, so we let her keep interrupting. But she stole the key that I needed. And I was like, that is so weird. And so I tried again to talk to her, and this is what the lady told me. She said her cells were in rebellion, and she got healed from listening to a teaching. That's what this lady told me, and I thought, your cells are in rebellion? I didn't even know cells could be in rebellion. And I thought, wow, what does that mean? That's huge. And so I was like going to go and meditate on it, not even realizing that it was a key for my issue right now, because my cells were in rebellion. They were like, you've been running too much, you're not taking care of me, and we quit. We quit. We're throwing infection up in the air, and we're going to cause you to crash and burn because you're not listening. And basically, that's what my body did. And so it turned on itself. Our bodies are supposed to heal and protect, but if they're out of balance, they will turn on themselves. And that's exactly what my body did. And so I got in the car and I said, Holly, strange thing happened. I was talking. I wanted to hear this testimony, but this lady kept interrupting. I said, this is what she said. And I just talked about what I just told you about her cells were in rebellion, and she heard a teaching, and she got healed of lymphatic cancer, which she had the bad one, like the really bad one. But I don't know anything about it anymore, but I'm going to meet her someday for coffee. And so I was being positioned for truth because I was asking. And so a few days later, I was talking to Holly, and I think she prayed for me, and it was though a light shined into me, and I knew my body. My cells were rebelling, and my system was off course, and I was reaping what I sowed. My cells were rebelling. It was like all of a sudden the curtain opened, and I'm like, that's me. That's my body. That's my issue. And we talked about it, and it was like, I need to go and pray. I need to go and repent. I need to go lay down. I need to lock away with God and get right now. Although I was so exhausted, I couldn't stay awake. You know, so I would lay on the pillow, and as soon as I was aware of this was the key, this was the cause, I repented. And I was like, I was reminded of, you know, I just was repentant of so many things that the Lord had told me to do. And I'll get to it, but not yet. You told me that 6 months ago? Yeah. Or don't do that? Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about, anybody? That's called rebellion. And so Galatians 6, 7, and 8, he that sows to the flesh reaps corruption. Measuring the works of the flesh in justification. It's a trick of the taskmaster. Now, I'm going to talk about the taskmaster. First of all, let me just tell you, Galatians 5:19, that talks about the big stuff. You know, there's like 17 sins that are big. Do we need to go through them? You guys all know them, right? Do we need to go through them? Get the Bible out, somebody. We know that, like, fornication is one, murder, lust, you know, think of those, stealing. You guys got the big ones, right? And there's 17 of them. I counted them. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Okay? Those I wrote down because those are good ones. You write the good stuff down. And so the taskmaster is the king, the evil king, behind the spirit, of rebellion. The taskmaster. So Lucifer, the fallen angel, fell. His job is to kill, steal, and destroy, take hostage whoever he can. He uses demonic kings in the earth. Okay, now we know there's angels that roam. We also know there's demons that roam. Let's get real. So there are demonic forces that use the force of a task force, like task, you know, get it done, get that list, keep going. You should be further, You should do this. You didn't do enough. You looked the wrong direction. That is the evil one. Now, God is the gracious one who loves you unconditionally. He loves you. And so, that night I laid down and I did some serious repenting and renouncing and breaking word curses that I spoke against myself, which included murmuring. When is this ever going to change? Can't somebody else take care of this? Do I always have to be the one? Blah, blah, blah. I'm sick and tired. You ever have those? Well, you know what happens when you speak those words? The devils take it to the courts of heaven and say, look, this is what she's saying. So immediately I start breaking word curses, repenting, and blessing. And immediately the lump in my throat started to shrink. Now, it didn't go away completely because I had a whole lot of stuff to deal with, okay? But I was like, that's odd. It is related, you know? You think that because you get this stuff in the spirit and then your flesh goes, that's not odd. But I'm like, it's true. And so I didn't say much to anyone about what was going on because I never speak a sickness or anything because I don't want people to say, she's not doing so good. She needs prayer. Don't pray for me like that. Bless me. Command the healings to come forth. But don't get together and say, oh, Lord, if it be your will, or you know, whatever. It is his will. It is his will. Yeah.
What is it that I feel like it's really important, like, a key, like, what were you doing when you immediately started getting cancer? You just back up?
I was laying in bed on my pillow, and the Holy Spirit was giving me the words to speak. They were bubbling up. He would show me a picture. I'd be, oh, I repent in the name of Jesus. I'm so sorry. Forgive me, Lord, for speaking ills. Forgive me, Lord. I break word curses. Even judgment on other people. And, oh, Lord, bless, bless, bless. So on my pillow, he's showing me, then I'm repenting, and then I'm blessing instead of cursing. And then I was blessing my body. And when I was doing that, it was like a veil was removed, and I could see this huge problem in the body of Christ. You know, it was like, oh my gosh. And so one of the first, and I wasn't going to talk on it or preach on it because I'm like, it's my own issue. I'm dealing with it. But this is what happened. One of my friends said to me, weird thing. I got this sliver in my finger, and I think it's cellulitis. Now, what are the odds of that? I'm like, oh my gosh, Lord, this is weird, you know, but it's true. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, how do I pray? What are you saying? So I started digging into rebellion because that's the problem, okay? Once I know the problem, I'll go after it in the spirit until I see the victory. And so I started to study the roots of rebellion. And of course, we know the father of rebellion is Satan. Lucifer, who fell, and then he was named Satan. He was a fallen angel who wanted to be like God, or actually better than God. He thought he was. And he took a bunch of guys with him, angels with him. He's not God, I already said this, and he's not omnipresent. He has his own kingdom and has kings that report to him. Okay? Rebellion has been passed down through the generations and worked through people by evil spirits or evil kings. So let's talk about Ephesians 6. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers, or we could say evil kings and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. So let's get it straight right now. We're not fighting against each other. That person that was being used, I'm not fighting with her. There's a demonic force that was operating out of her. How can that be? Well, have you ever spoke something that was not godly? Could that have been a demonic force that just, you know, hijacked you with a thought and a dart? I've had it happen to me. And so, I remember this. Here's Proverbs 17:10. A rebuke cuts into a man of discernment deeper than 100 lashes cut into a fool. Okay? So I'd rather have a stiff rebuke, okay, any day. So if you're struggling with this message, you may be struggling with a demonic being trying to get you so that you don't listen to this, okay? Because I want you free tonight. We're going to get free. God doesn't just give us the message and not get us out. I know, he's so kind. Proverbs 17:11, here's a key. A rebellious person seeks only evil, so a cruel messenger will be sent against him. He holds hostage mind, emotions, money, home, marriage, and physical healings. Now, I added the last part of that, but this is what it says, Proverbs 17:11, a rebellious person seeks only evil, so a cruel messenger will be sent against him. So, I was like, well, I don't seek only evil, but here's the key. A rebellious person seeks only evil. Let's just say a rebellious person acts evil. So a cruel messenger, a cruel king, will be sent against him. So if we are in rebellion, there's a legal right to have an evil king come, because we have an open door to rebellion, which brings his goods of being held hostage in our minds, emotions, money, home, marriage, physical healings. If you are not getting your breakthrough, there's a reason why. And it's usually demonic. Or just not speaking the word. Sometimes it's pure laziness. You know, we got to contend. And so rebellion opens the door for the cruel messenger to be sent against us. Yikes. Doesn't that scare you? Sin of rebellion wounds your soul, okay? Sin of rebellion will wound your soul. That's these right here. Rebellion, 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 rebellion. Wounded souls. Now, nobody sees it. Looks nice on the outside, don't it? All smooth, pretty. Blessed. But under the covers, some of us are dealing with this. And God wants to bring us out of captivity. So, some of you may be struggling with the definition of rebellion. You know, the Bible's pretty clear on it. And first I'm going to say this. God withholds blessings from the rebellious for their own good. If he blessed disobedience, it would lead to more disobedience. So if you're struggling right now, could it be there's disobedience in your life, which comes from rebellion? Rebellion is not just an outward behavior, but it's an attitude. It's a problem of our heart. It's an issue of our heart. We can dress up rebellion very easily, can't we? Rebellion resists authority. It's likened to witchcraft. This is scripture I'm preaching. It makes us unprofitable. It brings judgment upon us. A few possibilities you're in rebellion. Letting the king of darkness rule through you. You want to hear what they might be? Or do you already know? One, you know best. You ever deal with somebody who knows best about everything? Could be a parent. Could be a spouse. Anyone in authority. Leaders. You question everything and everyone. Now, it's good to question by the Spirit of God, with God, but not against the flesh, to the flesh. There's a difference. And I'm not saying do everything that you're told to do, but I'm saying ask the Holy Spirit, what is truth? Another thing, which this one, I've actually seen this manifest in the meetings. Pretty much I've seen all this, but this one, oftentimes a person that is in rebellion or has a operating out of a spirit of rebellion, sometimes it's on autopilot and you do it all the time. You don't even know you're doing it because it's your friend. Often a person will speak over a person. I could be given a word and then all of a sudden I get cut off, and then it'll either change the flow, the person will speak, or they'll change the course of direction. I've seen that happen. And another one is they'll change the words. Oftentimes we'll do proclamations in here, and if you are not speaking the proclamation that's being released by the Spirit of God, but you veer off to some weird thing and add in, could that be rebellion? Just saying. You need to know more or be seen to know more. Rebellion. Judging your pastor. Rebellion. Judging the music. Rebellion. We got to do some repenting tonight, huh? So, here's another one. This one we just came across. And, I luckily did not have to come across this one. I don't know if I could have handled it today. There's also a form of sweet-looking rebellion. See, with me, people, they can't get away with that stuff. There's something in me that the Holy Ghost in me rises up and just... I get bold and I confront by the Holy Ghost, and it's to protect them, not to keep them in their weirdness. But this one is a sweet-looking rebellion, meaning you say all the right stuff with a smile and appear to be very submissive to the Lord, but the rebellion and stubbornness is rooted deep in your heart. I see it a lot. I see it a lot, but I don't confront it a lot. Let me just say that, because people aren't asking for help. But in this case, somebody was actually asking for help, and I think this just happened yesterday, and they refused, and refused to repent. So you can't help somebody who refuses the word of the Lord. But you can pray for them. You can pray and say, Lord, whatever it takes, help them get what you're trying to get them to get. But you do it in love and not in Lord. You know, and so there's a fine line of walking in love and peace. And so here is Psalm 68:6. The rebellious dwell in a dry land. I don't like that. They're not open to correction. They dig their feet in. God knows best. God knows best. We need to work on God knows best. That's how we take out the strong man. We have to believe that God's word is true and he knows best. A house divided against itself cannot stand. You know, Matthew 12. And I've seen that thrown around in different contexts, and it's probably all true. Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste. And every city or household divided against itself will not stand. There's rebellion in there. And I could also say pride, but I'm not talking about pride tonight. I want to talk about pride, but let's first deal with one demonic king first. Here is, I don't know the scripture. I think this is Matthew. But if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Jesus is saying that. You know, remember the Pharisees were challenging him? Or again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and steal his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man? Then he can plunder his house because there's a legal right. And I want to take you back to Proverbs 17:11. If you are sowing rebellion, you are welcoming the king of destruction, the king of rebellion. And in fact, side note, I'm still studying, and I'm like, Everything, everywhere I look, I'm like, rebellion, rebellion, all through the Word of God. We know about the Israelites. But did you know the first king of Babylon, his name was Nimrod? Do you know what Nimrod means? Rebellion. There's a whole lot to teach from there. He's a taskmaster. Nimrod was so evil, he was after men's souls to keep them in bondage and captivity. That means a demonic force was ruling through him in the natural. Side note.
Does it also mean that rebellion is after your soul?
Absolutely. He's an evil taskmaster.
So he's after you, that's where you're going to end up.
Yeah. Because if he can get in your soul through rebellion, the blessings are blocked. It clearly says, Proverbs 17:11. Rebellion opens the door for the cruel messenger to be sent against him. So he can send his legal package legally. So if you go to the courts of heaven, Lord, you know, I proclaim, well, listen, if you're in rebellion, there's a legal right. You have to break the legal right. You have to close the door to the enemy in that area. This is huge. We're going to see people healed tonight because we're going to close the door to rebellion in here. That lump is gone. He who is not with me is against me. And he who does not gather with me scatters. So I want to talk about the strong man, because we look at it in context of, let's just talk about it. I'm going to read it again. How can anyone enter a strong man's house? So we are strong men, okay? We think, oh, the strong man's an evil thing. Listen, we're the strong men in right context, in right spiritual position. We're the strong men. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. But if we get beaten down and weak, that's how the strong man gets taken. You can't take something from somebody who isn't beaten down and weak. And if you're in rebellion, that taskmaster has you beaten down and weak. And that's how he plunders your house and takes all your goods. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get this? This is huge. God's answering. He's giving you keys tonight. And me. And all of us. Yes, he will. Yeah. We have to close the door to the spirit of rebellion. And we're going to do that tonight, towards the end. So we need to bind the strong man. Okay? Because the strong man bound us. So we got to take back our temple, so to speak. We need to bind that strong man, these kings. We get our soul healed. We have to get our souls healed. That's how we do it. That's how, you know, it's so important to get our souls healed. You know, we get damaged throughout life, okay? Stuff happens, and we walk around with damaged souls. And then from there, we act out in rebellion, or we act out in just different ways. There's a way to get your soul healed, and I'm going to try and do that a little bit tonight too. I want us to be completely different when we leave here tonight. What about you guys?
Yeah.
And what I love about this is it's not hard. I just went through this, okay? I can feel the compassion of the Lord so strongly because I got healed of a spirit of rebellion. Now, I've been crying out, Lord, I want to have compassion like you have compassion. You know, he says, love your neighbor like yourself. I'm like, okay. I'm too busy to even love myself. Well, then how can I love others like myself? I can fake it, but that's plastic junk. And see, I want the greater. I want all that God promised. I want to see his glory fall. I want to see the blind eyes opened. Not for my credit, because his people are broken and they've been lied to and stolen from, and enough is enough. And I'm going to get the keys and help the captives get set free. But I can't do it if I got a spirit of rebellion that I'm battling with that I didn't even know I had. So, we got to deal with the wounds of our heart. And I'm just going to plug it again. Free indeed. You know, we don't do these because we love to do them. We do them because God tells us to do them, because it works. And I know y'all can't go, but I know that they're online. Listen to them. And work it out with him. Set aside time. But you won't be able to until you get free from rebellion. So it's like talking to the wind at this point. You know, Psalm 147:3, he heals the broken heart and binds up their wounds. Who does it? Jesus does it. He can be trusted. So we need to close off the legal entry point. When we rebuke a spirit, it will leave when it knows it has no authority. Right now, it knows it still has authority, and that's why you've been rebuking it and it's been coming back. Because it knows. It knows it still has a legal access point through the back door of your heart called rebellion. The rebellion is what we're after. That other stuff will fall away once we close the door because you're being jerked to do it again. Say it again. Be that way again because there's legal access. When you close the door on a legal, and when you close the door and it's a legally bound transaction, the devil cannot get back in unless you say, come on back in. So let's deal with the root, not the those other little impy stuff, swearing, all that, you know, stealing, all that, that's all junk. Let's deal with the heart of the matter, which is the spirit of rebellion. The other stuff will fall off as you work through. See, right now you can't work through because you still got the spirit of rebellion swimming you around, swinging you this way and that way, and you know, getting you to work harder or do more of this, or, you know, it's all junk. It's all a loss. None of it brings victory. So we're going to say a prayer. We're going to renounce. We're going to clean house. And then, if you're dealing with stuff, you'll be able to hear now. Because the king has lost his position. And when the king loses position, the kingdom has to fall. It can't stay. So think of think of a fruit tree. Okay, fruit tree, good old pears on it. Let's say it's a pear tree. All these pears. You cut that pear tree down at the root, you don't get that fruit because it all falls because there's no life in it. Same thing with the spirit of rebellion. You cut that thing at the root, you ain't going to get those other things that came with it. That package has to go. It'll try to come back with memory, but you say, no, in the name of Jesus, get out. This has been dealt with by the cross. Yeah. We're in the last days. What used to work isn't working anymore. Haven't you noticed the slivers that are manifesting and you're reacting out of these weird ways that you used to be able to cover up? No, God's ripping it open. You know, that's prophetic right there. I got the goosies. So, I'm telling you, we serve a mighty God. Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. When I repented, the first thing I did was nothing. I like lists. I like they stimulate me. I'm like, ooh, I like to check off the lists. Anything I put on the list gets checked off eventually, and I'm like so proud of myself. And the Lord's like, no lists, because you'll go do it, and you're going to sit here. Not in punishment, because you need to be revived. You've just gone through heart surgery. You need revival in your heart now. I'm like, I'm telling you. I'm like, what about this? Don't worry about it. What about this invitation? Don't do it. Don't do nothing. But be in my presence. Now, if I'm like just got delivered of a spirit of rebellion, I can't even think about going doing something else because it doesn't even make sense anymore. It's been washed. My heart's been washed and healed. And I finally got free from that spirit of rebellion. How did it happen? Because I did the legal transaction, and we're all going to do it. We're all going to do it. Only if you want to. Only if you want to. Okay. I'm going to say a prayer or proclamation. Now, first of all, by now you have to be having like stuff popping. Oh, that's rebellion. Oh, I didn't realize it, but that's rebellion. Is that going on right now in this room? Yeah. That's a good thing. The slivers are coming out. Jesus is going to heal your souls tonight. Okay, I want everyone to say this out loud only if you want to get free. If you don't want to get free, don't say it. And if you're tempted to change the wording, bind that spirit of rebellion. It causes confusion. It sends confusion. It's disrespectful to the King. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would heal us of all rebellion. We ask forgiveness for that sin. We ask that you not only wash us, but our ancestors as well. We ask you to go back in time and heal and wash away every sin of rebellion that they committed. If I rebelled against you, Lord, wash me of that sin. If I rebelled against Holy Spirit, wash me. If I've rebelled against Father God, wash me. If I've rebelled against leadership, wash me. If I've rebelled against my spouse, my siblings, my parents, my pastors, pastor present, leaders, bosses, pastor present, any person in authority, forgive me of that sin of rebellion. I repent. I repent if I have broken the laws of the land. I understand now how deadly that sin can be. Wash me of rebellion. Cleanse me of that sin by the power of your blood in Jesus' name. The blood takes care of the sin. The sin made a wound. Resurrection power heals the wounds from that sin. Lord Jesus, I know and I ask that you would heal every wound in my soul that came from the sin of rebellion, and every wound my ancestors had in their soul that got passed down to me. I decree I am filled with resurrection power. I already have it, and I release it now into my soul. Soul, be healed. Soul, be whole. I will have nothing in common with the strong man, the king of darkness, because every wound that came from rebellion is being healed right now. Soul, you are strong. And I am able to bind the strong man and take back my temple, which is created in the image of God. I close the door to the evil king of rebellion and release myself from his captivity. Who the sun sets free is free indeed. I speak to my future bloodline.
To my future bloodline.
And I renounce,
and I renounce
the king of rebellion.
The king of rebellion.
And pour the blood,
and pour the blood
of Jesus
over this line.
I call forth,
I call forth
straight paths.
Straight paths.
I smash down the gates of bronze. And cut through the bars of iron and release my children and my children's children from the spirit of rebellion by the blood of Jesus and the resurrection power of his word in me and through me. I renounce any and all agreement
I made
with the king of darkness,
and I break
and cancel
all words of judgment
that did not line up
with God's word
over my life
and other people's lives
that I judged.
I pour
the blood of Jesus
over these words
and render
them null and void.
I welcome
the Spirit of Truth
to guide me
in all truth
and lead me
in the way of peace.
Thank you
for dealing
with the slivers of my heart.
I reverse
cell damage now.
I reverse
sickness now.
I reverse
lack,
loss,
any forms of destruction.
In Jesus' name,
I am
made whole.
I live
in total submission
to the Spirit of God
and walk in humility.
And love always.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory to the King!
Ha!
Canceled.
That's the real cancel culture.
The other's counterfeit.
That's the real deal right there.
On this day,
rebellion
lost its hold.
The door got closed,
and the king of rebellion
got sent to hell.
You're going to notice
right away
stuff popping.
Oh, my knee don't hurt.
Oh, that lump is gone.
Oh,
I can understand the word of God.
Oh,
I'm kind-hearted.
Limitless.
Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.